Video, NYC climate activists form roadblocks to save Earth. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 24, 2019. Dozens of climate activists descended upon New York City's Bryant Park on Monday evening before marching down Fifth Avenue and blocking traffic every step of the way. The video showed a group of activists with the United in Outrage resistance march on Monday evening before President Donald Trump's speech at the United Nations, carrying signs, banners, and forming roadblocks by linking their arms to keep foot traffic and vehicle traffic at a minimum. "The seas are rising, so are we, Miami is sinking. So is Trump," the activists chanted while walking down the street. The climate activists also held up their paper signs, including "Abolish ICE," an image of a vomiting emoji with a 40% approval rating, and a long "Impeach Trump" banner. A small group of Trump 2020 counter-protesters also joined the event, holding up banners saying, "Keep America Great," "Women for Trump," and "Trump 2020. A line of New York Police Department, NYPD, officers were with the protesters and counter-protesters every step of the way, even making sure that the oncoming motorists knew that there were protesters shutting down the street. Meanwhile, people on bicycles and in cars grew impatient with the protesters, honking their horns at those blocking the roads without police presence. The group marched all the way from Bryant Park to Washington Square Park, where they gathered long after the march ended. The group behind the march, Rise and Resist, organized the march in time before Trump's speech to the UN General Assembly. "Together, we are standing up to the racist attacks, police and state-sanctioned brutality, white supremacy, homophobic violence and boundless misogyny, the demonization and detention of immigrants and inhumane policies that separate families, the funneling of money to the wealthy, the promotion of climate science ignorance, the refusal to act on common sense gun safety laws, and policies that discriminate against people with disabilities," according to the website of the march.